Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com has your week one action. Let's go, guys. $5 million in total prizes, $1 million to the top prize, and you can do it all at DraftKings.com. It's super easy. You pick your 1 week fantasy teams. That means there's no season-long commitment. You screw up, you can try it again week two. But week one is where it's at. $5 million, $1 million top prize. And here's the code for you. Big Cat, B-I-G-C-A-T, no space. Play for free with your first deposit. That's code Big Cat, B-I-G-C-A-T. You play for free and your share of $5 million in the week one contest only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Go to DraftKings.com, throw in that promo code Big Cat, and make yourself a millionaire. Let's go.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take. Today is Monday, August 29th. We are live, well, kind of live, from Las Vegas. We are here to sign up for the Super Contest. We're going to be all millionaires by the end of the football season.
Well, just one of us, because only the winner gets $1 million.
Yes, correct.
And but I'm not going to share my money with you guys.
Like, how much? All right, let's do it right now. How much would you share? If one of us wins $1 million, how much are we giving to the other members of Pardon My Take? Friend to friend.
Well, what's the limit? What's the taxable limit? Like, I'm dealing with an income tax situation if I give you more than 10 grand, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right.
10 grand.
Well, let's say under the table.
What the fuck are taxes?
We'll say under the table. We'll cut this part. We'll say under the table. I'll give you guys each $40,000.
That's fair. I would honestly just like buy a car for you guys.
Okay.
And just be like, here's what you
get. That's real smart. Yeah, just buy us brand new cars.
Welcome.
In New York.
You move to New York City. Here's your SUV.
Yeah.
I'll give you guys 5% each.
Oh,
Hank, that's
10% total.
I'm not good at math, but I think that's more than
like
$40,000. Yeah.
Wow.
Hank would give us a milk. Cool milk. All right.
All right. So we are here in Vegas. But we have some better news for everyone. We kind of hinted at it. There was a lot of stirring around on the internet wondering who the fourth member of Pardon My Take is going to be this fall. I saw a lot of guesses. Some people have, like, they think way too highly of us.
Some wild ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think somebody said, like, Joe Buck or somebody crazy.
Tom Brady's going to be the fourth member, yeah. So the real fourth member... we are gambling guys, and we know the only way to pick games is to use an animal. Mm-hmm. So we have bought a goldfish. His name is Larry. His name is Larry the Goldfish, and he has a full set of picks in the Super Contest. So each of us have our own set of picks, and Larry has his own set of picks.
Yep.
And here's the best part. Because we love our award-winning listeners, we launched a bunch of merchandise today. We launched a bunch of shirts that coincide with some of our inside jokes, football guys, what have you. You can find those at the Barstool Sports store. If you purchase a shirt, a Pardon My Take shirt, between now and week three, you are officially a partial owner of Larry the Goldfish.
And we're not talking the bullshit share ownership
like
the Packers.
No.
You are a legit owner, and each person is going to get an individually numbered like
stockholder
certificate
that I want you to frame
yep.
and put in your man cave or your woman cave.
Some sort of cave.
It needs to be caved.
You got to cave it.
Got to cave it.
Send us a picture. And what that means is that if Larry's picks, he's going to pick five games
every single week. And we should also say, Larry's picks are going to be live telecast every Thursday from the office in New York.
That's right.
It's going to be a whole event. Larry's, we'll do a Q&A with the Pardon My Take crew and Larry every Thursday for his picks.
Yep.
And if he wins, you get a percentage of the $1 million.
That's right. So I'm not good at math, but if, let's just say 1,000 people buy a t-shirt.
Yes.
You get 1,000th of $1 million, which is almost, that's almost $1 million.
That's close. You're creeping up on $1 million when we get to that.
So yeah, this is a hell of a deal.
It's a people's goldfish.
He is. And if there's one thing that I know about animals is that they're really good at gambling. It's
yes.
Like, you know how dogs can predict earthquakes? You know, like they'll like go running to the hills. The octopus, he picked like the World Cup, right?
Yes,
picked every single game correctly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, Larry is going to absolutely kill it. I'm excited to have a fourth member Pardon My Take.
Yep.
Even if he can't really talk.
Well, and
more his presence.
Yeah, I think people were nervous because they thought we'd just throw in like a full time fourth member. I mean, that, come on, guys.
That'd be a little bit wild.
Yeah. Larry's.
And by the end of the season, it's going to be, we're going to have like 12 members total.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe. Okay, yeah. So
then
we
if
should
Larry
say,
dies, we should actually just get Death to be our fourth member.
Yeah, so I want everything out in the open before we start the football season because it's going to be a big football season. We have a lot of things in store for everyone. We're not going to take care of Larry that well. Like, we're not. I don't think we're going to be the best goldfish fathers.
You're going down a dangerous path here.
So there might be multiple Larrys, but like Uga, you know, there'll be a Larry 1, 2, 3. Larry's name will be forever.
Absolutely. We're not going to try to kill Larry.
No.
Let's be clear about
that. It's just like if someone's like, oh, did you feed Larry today?
If you were,
who knows? Yeah.
If you were a betting person and you were to gamble on to whether or not like we could keep a goldfish alive for 5 months, the answer, I would take no.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this right now and you want to go purchase a shirt, you also are an owner of Larry.
That's right.
Welcome aboard. You're one of Larry's parents. So when Larry dies, look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah. And so things are going to get real dicey once Larry gets on a hot streak. And once he's in the running, we're going to be sweating bullets over here trying to figure out how to divide
that money.
The legality
of this is a mess.
But, I mean, we're going to have everybody's information. Like anybody that buys a shirt, you will be an official owner. We will absolutely give money to you if Larry wins any.
Yeah. All right. So that was our big announcement for our fourth member. And like I said, we just launched a bunch of cool shirts, and we're gonna also if you don't see a shirt you love right now, our plan is to launch shirts every week or two. So that's our baseline, and we're gonna have more coming. We're gonna have a whole football guy line.
We'll get the car stick in there.
Yeah, we're gonna get the car stick in there. We're gonna get the Blake Bortles Wikipedia. All the shirts are gonna get there eventually. So I want to back up though real quick. We're in Vegas.
Yes.
Okay.
Viva.
I'm washed up, man. I'm so fucking washed up.
You can't
up.
Hang in Vegas. I'm on a hot streak. I am a hot hand right now.
Dude.
I got off the plane. Hank takes me immediately over to the slot machines that are at the gate for the airplane. Walk over. Put a 10 spot in there. Do a little max bet. $6.50. No big deal. Put down $6.50. Walked away with $46.50.
That's a nice ROI, as they
great
say.
Great ROI. Then parlayed that into a little second half Bruce Arians action.
Doubled it
covered
up.
Covered that shit up. So I'm up like $100 right now.
All right. So I got here earlier than you guys. My room wasn't ready. So I sat in the sports book. I bet like every race at Saratoga. I bet every Major League Baseball game. I don't think I won a single bet. I then got my room and within 2 seconds clogged the toilet. So Vegas, baby. Vegas.
So how did that call go to like the room service hospitality? Were you like, you need to send up the – is there like a button on the phone for speed dial that's just a picture of a plunger?
They should. I got lucky because my TV didn't work, so I called front desk and I was like, hey, excuse me, my TV doesn't work and I'm going to need a plunger. And they're like, huh, excuse me? He's like, yeah, my TV doesn't work and I need a plunger.
Okay, I'm a big cat truther because I think that what you did was you probably disabled your television because you need a buffer thing, right?
Yeah.
You can't just ask for a plunger. It's like when you go to buy a plunger at a grocery store, nobody ever does a casual plunger purchase, right?
It's like buying a ton of toilet paper.
Yeah, it's always an emergency plunger
shits.
Thing. And you got to buy like a couple buffer items along with like some trash bags,
right?
Like maybe some goldfish or something like that, and then you get the plunger too. So I think you disabled your TV so you could be like, hey, I need somebody to come up and fix my TV and a plunger.
Who knows? I mean, it's not a crazy theory, but I'm washed up. I'm washed up. I was at a wedding in San Francisco this weekend. I'm so washed up, man. It's like basically I can have 3 or 4 beers and I just become a puddle. I'm like a puddle of just like fat and washed up person.
When we walked into the lobby, we saw a Big Cat slumped over a chair. Yeah. He was like sweating.
Dude,
he was
I'm just washed up.
He was literally staring at the ground sweating.
It sucks. It sucks so bad to come to the realization that you're just a washed up human being and it's just over. But that has finally, like, I might retire from drinking.
Yeah, for the next hour.
What a crazy thought.
And gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, Hank. But Hank, you're retiring from drinking just so that you can then drink more. I might have to retire from drinking because I'm just a washed up slug.
Wait, were you
I'm like a banana slug.
Were you still drunk? Were you on rollover minutes when you were doing the gambling today?
No, man. I'm like never when you're fat and washed up, you're always kind of buzzed just from being like out of shape. So you really kind of, you know what I mean? You never feel good.
Yeah.
You kind of feel like just,
That doesn't sound like a buzz to me. That just sounds like you're just extreme. You're just lethargic.
I am.
That's it.
I have low T. Speaking of low T, actually, this has nothing to do with low T. Big weekend for Colin Kaepernick.
Big weekend for takes in general.
Takes were hot.
Takes are back, folks.
It's going to be a hot day in the radio streets. I can tell you that much. Colin Kaepernick, if you live under a rock, he decided to not stand for the national anthem for the preseason game against the Packers. And people are very, very upset at Colin Kaepernick.
They are. And as a white man who's never served in the military, I just want to say that I don't think that he should be able to peacefully assemble and not observe the national anthem. That's not what our troops fought for.
That's not what our troops fought for. It's crazy how angry people get. I have two thoughts on this. One is just from a pure, and this actually does have to do with low T. I stand with Colin Kaepernick in that standing sucks.
Right.
Like my stance on standing is I don't stand.
Right. If I'll put it this way, if it was Jared Lorenzen who didn't want to stand up, people would just give him a pass.
Like, I love the national anthem. I love the flag. But if you're like, hey, do you eat sit or stand? I'm always choosing sit.
Right.
So from that perspective, I'm with Colin Kaepernick. I also think kind of a PR 101. Colin Kaepernick, like, has anyone talked about the fact that Blaine Gabbert took his job?
No. They haven't.
Changed the narrative.
Absolutely. And now if Chip Kelly cuts him, then Chip Kelly, for the first time, is going to be called a racist.
Yep.
And that's not a look that Chip Kelly wants.
Nope.
I am confused why we don't play the national anthem before more things.
Oh, like what?
Like, are we being disrespectful to America because we play Electric Avenue instead of the Star-Spangled Banner? And if so, if we started our show out with the national anthem, would all of our listeners have to stand at attention during it?
Yeah, absolutely. Hand on heart.
Yeah.
I'm a salute guy now. I don't know if you guys know that. I decided to become a salute guy.
Just right now?
No. When did I become a salute guy?
I didn't know you stopped being a dab guy.
Oh, no, but I think I asked Chaps, who was our colleague who is a Purple Heart Marine. Mm-hmm. I asked him if it was offensive if I started saluting the national anthem. He said, no, go for it. So I think I'm going to be a salute guy.
Salutes can kind of be dabs at the same time.
Mini dabs.
A dab is kind of like it's the millennial salute, right?
How do you think Kaepernick's going to get out of this one?
I don't think that I think he's just going to continue to sit during the national anthem, and then he's probably going to be cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then he probably won't find another home soon.
Yes.
Like that's going to be his punishment, is like other teams will be gun shy to pick him up because they don't want to piss off their season ticket holders.
Right.
I think actually what he's done is he's brought this conversation to the forefront a little bit, but it's also made me think that we should play the national anthem after games instead of before, and only the winners get to be out. It's like when you win an Olympic medal, right?
Yeah.
You get to stand at the top of the podium, look at the
flag. Raise the flag.
Only the winners should be allowed
to
salute the flag. We need to keep the brand hot for the United States.
I like that.
And if you have any loser out there that's able to salute it or show deference, it's dragging us down.
It feels like they give too many people the right to listen to the national anthem.
Right. The national anthem slutting itself out. And it needs to be a little bit more exclusive. A
little bit.
I guess I just love my country too much.
Do you think Kaepernick is sitting at home right now? He's like, man, like I wish I could go back to when people just got mad at me for wearing Beats by Dre.
I think that what he's successfully done is he's gotten people to shut up about his tattoos.
Yes.
So like that's a positive.
That's also a positive. Blaine Gabbert and tattoos. You don't hear that about Kaepernick anymore.
Shit, dude. Okay. I'm embarrassed that we haven't thought of this yet. This is obviously a viral marketing stunt for Beats by Dre.
Yep.
We're going to find out there was a camera that was on Kaepernick on the sidelines. The national anthem starts playing, puts the beats on, and I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
We're going to find out Beats by Dre has a new line, Skin Color Beats by Dre, Invisible Beats by Dre. Kaepernick didn't even realize the national anthem was going on. He was so in the zone.
There you go. It's beats. It's the sleekest beats design of all time. Nobody will even know that you're wearing it.
That's the dumbest idea we've ever come up with, but I like it.
No, but I like the idea that it's possibly a viral ad.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down with the ship.
Everything could be a Kimmel bit or a viral ad. That's what they call staying woke.
Right. It's like, you know, some people say that we're living in a computer simulation right now, like the Matrix. I think we're just living in a giant Jimmy Kimmel prank.
Yes. That's the level of wokeness you need to be at these days. If you're not, God bless your soul. Mount Rushmores.
Yes.
We have, this one's going to get some people upset. We have worst cities. So I don't know who wants to take the plunge first, but I'm sure we're going to hear from some people after this one. But we got to do it.
Okay. I'll go.
Okay.
I'll bite the bullet. I'll go first. Worst cities in the United States, right? Are we going worldwide?
I had one world, but everything else was United States.
Okay. All right. Well, that's kind of a cop-out if you go worldwide, because we probably don't have any... Okay. We probably have some Canadian listeners, but that's about it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Worst cities in the U.S. One, Bristol, Connecticut.
Yes.
I'm not saying that because of ESPN. I'm saying that because I've actually been to Bristol. If you look at TripAdvisor's top 10 things to do in Bristol, as I did, one is a water park, which is actually pretty awesome. Like, I'm not going to talk shit about the water park. And then three out of the other, I think, top four are like a museum of clocks is one of them. A clock museum. Which, by the way, the clock outside the clock museum wasn't set to the right time. Like, that's day one
but
stuff.
But that's also
curator.
Like a average. That's like a billboard. Why is this clock not set? Come find out at the clock museum.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
It got me. Got me talking about it. And then another one is the Museum of Fire. So that's a good one, too.
How's that place not burnt down?
I don't know.
That joke sucked. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just go on.
Fire,
keep going,
huh? Keep going. What if it caught on fire?
Damn.
Next one up. Panama City Beach, Florida.
Yep.
Worst city.
Panhandle, right?
Yeah.
Anything on the panhandle.
I went there for spring break one time.
Okay.
It's just like a bunch of dudes named Travis wearing like big polo shirts and biking
Puka
around.
Shells.
Puka shells, yeah. Selling like swag, yep. Salvia to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's Panama City Beach. Number three, Reno, Nevada.
Whoa.
I loved Reno 911, right. But okay.
Hank, what was your objection?
Are we not in Reno right now?
No, we're not in Reno.
We're in Las Vegas.
We're in Las Vegas.
I thought that was part of Reno.
Nope.
Yeah, well, it's a
common
it's a close
mistake.
Suburb. Yep. And then the very last one, I'm going to go with the state of Arkansas.
Okay.
Not a fan.
Okay.
Not a fan of Arkansas.
Yep. All right. What about Brett Bielema?
Well, yeah, but he's just passing through.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like everywhere Brett Bielema goes, like the bubble around his body is sovereign land. He's not a part of any state.
All right, I'll go.
Okay.
Number one, Starkville, Mississippi.
Yes, you had a bad time there.
We went in the Dixie Tour.
Wait. Stingray Steve might never come back on this show.
But he's not from Starkville.
Okay,
he's
right,
a fan
right,
of Mississippi
right,
State,
right,
but he's from Tuscaloosa.
Right.
If he, I'm sure he agrees with me because literally all there is a strip of fast food restaurants. Like, that's their nightlife. Bars close at 12. We showed up there, and everyone on our bus got pink eye.
That's the mix.
That's more of an internal problem than, like, a Starkville problem.
Well, no, but even – it was like, oh.
Starkville got pink eye.
It was like, everyone's got pink eye. Let's go out. And it's like, oh, what fast food restaurant do you want to go to? Lit. Number two, Hooksett, New Hampshire.
Not familiar.
Okay.
I got arrested there
for
internal possession of alcohol. Like
internal.
I wasn't even.
Butt funneling.
Like
yeah.
He was like, "You're drunk. Like you have alcohol inside of you."
Well, what were you like 14?
I was like 18.
Okay. Internal possession. Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Number three, New York.
Reasonable. Yes. Good call.
Ooh,
like that one.
And number four, St. Louis.
Oh, you motherfucker. See, you stole that from me.
I knew you guys would be going to St. Louis.
God damn it.
What is so shitty about St. Louis? Because
it's not a city, first of all. There's like 300,000 people.
Okay.
All right. Cardinals?
just the sports teams.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fucking piece of aluminum they call, like, whatever it is. Arch?
The arch, yeah. Gross. There's a river there.
The people.
Mine is based a lot on the people.
Okay, yeah. So have you guys heard of St. Louis style pizza?
Yeah, it's what? Disgusting.
Yeah, it's the wildest thing.
Don't
ever.
Even look it up.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
It is wild.
It's so gross. All right, I'm going to go. St. Louis was on mine.
I was going to say one from Latvia, but then you said no worldwide.
This one's going to hurt some people, but I also think that the people that are self-aware will kind of agree. West Lafayette, Indiana. Purdue. Ooh. Now, I actually like Purdue grads because they have that self-awareness that I was talking about. For the most part, a self-aware Purdue grad is one of the funniest people in the world. West Lafayette's not a very nice place. The state of Florida. So I also went with a state. Okay. I think you can just cross the whole state off. Uh-huh. I was going through my head.
Florida
like,
is like Arkansas's slutty cousin.
Yeah, right. Right. Exactly. With the, which means they probably hook up a lot.
Yeah.
Here's Chernobyl.
AKA wife.
That was Chernobyl.
Yeah, Chernobyl.
So I had to just give a shout out to Chernobyl.
Classic.
Worst
sorry,
city.
Sorry for stepping on your joke.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. And then my last one, Las Vegas.
Ooh.
I fucking hate Las Vegas. Yeah.
So Las Vegas is a great city to visit the first time you visit for the first day and a half that you're here.
And then you realize that it's basically a mix of New Year's Eve and a cruise ship.
Yep.
And no one wants to be on either of those things.
No.
So Las Vegas, I don't want to deter anyone from coming to Las Vegas because you have to come at least once or twice. But once you've done it a couple times, I think everyone's kind of like, I don't really want to go back to Las Vegas.
Yeah, a couple things that are actually okay about Vegas. They pump oxygen into the casinos.
Yep.
So like if you just
want low T problem.
If you just want to go kind of get your O on, go downstairs and just have a smell.
Suck on some O.
Yeah, suck down that sweet, sweet O. And also they have the traveling IV places here.
Yep.
For hangovers.
I've tried it. Total scam.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, dude, I was going to try that tomorrow.
Oh, shit. It's total scam.
Okay, well, I'm still going to try it.
Okay. Yeah, I tried it and this the nurses came and they were like, one had tattoos all over the place and she was like, she wouldn't break the rules. We're like, can we get an extra B12? She's like, no, I'd lose my nursing license. Like, really? Wow. So, but it's a scam because it doesn't solve the fact that you haven't slept at all.
Right.
So it's a scam. Don't do it.
Maybe if they combine Adderall into the water, kind of like my Adderall coffee idea.
Yeah.
That would be
that's like what, just speed.
That's a new
speed.
Hank invention.
Yeah,
it's just speed. Adderall coffee.
Has that not been mentioned speed. On the air?
No, that's a brilliant, brilliant idea.
Adderall infused coffee.
Yeah,
someone's gonna
Hank
do it.
Invented speed. Good job, Hank. Since we're in Vegas, let's give a shout out to BetDSI.
Big shout out to BetDSI. Like I said, I'm riding a hot streak right now. So first thing I'm doing when I leave Vegas, I'm gonna need to get my gambling fix on. So I'm gonna log into BetDSI probably on the plane out of town. For those of us who love and live sports, it's the summertime, baby. Lots of good sports on TV. You got baseball. You got preseason football going right now. You got regular season football and college football. Are you kidding me? Starting up next week? It's going to be amazing. And everything's a lot more fun if you have a little bit of money on the line. So I love to use BetDSI. You should check it out, too. They've got the presidential race. You can bet Trump versus Clinton. It's going to be a real barn burner coming out to the wire. They are actually A-plus rated. I know that safety is a big deal for a lot of people out there. Want to make sure you can cash out. Want to make sure that your money is going to a good source. BetDSI has you covered on all fronts. They've got a really easy-to-use app as well. So what we're going to do is we've got a brand new promo code for you here. New deal for our award-winning listeners, to Pardon My Take. Go to BetDSI.com. Enter in promo code TAKE10. Brand new code TAKE10. 10, take 10. You're going to be ready for some extracurricular activity, and you're going to get $10 for free. That's $10 in your account just for entering that promo code, and you get to gamble on sports. What else could you want for? BetDSI.
All right, let's do one of my favorite interviews. I actually think Pat McAfee is one of the funniest athletes. We talk about this every now and then. There's like athlete funny.
Yeah.
Where guys in a, because athletes aren't expected to be funny, so you get like a Shaq, who everyone's like, oh, he's funny, but he's not really.
No, Shaq's just big, and people are afraid to not laugh at his jokes.
Right. Pat McAfee is genuinely a very, very funny guy, and he gave us a great interview, and here it is. All right, we now welcome on, actually, I was just saying, probably our most requested guest,
who has not yet been on the show, Pat McAfee, Pro Bowl punter for the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to start you off with an easy question. If you didn't stand for the national anthem, do you think anyone would even notice?
Oh, I would never do that. You wouldn't notice. But Colin Kaepernick is a much more high-profile person than me.
You should
and
try.
I took a nap. I woke up, and that shit was everywhere.
I don't think that they shouldn't allow kickers and punters to listen to the national anthem. I think that they should have to if you're on the special teams only, you should just have to stay in the locker room.
Yeah, because really, you're not an American, right? If you just kick balls for a living. Right.
Now, I don't want to get too political here, but when people hashtag All Lives Matter, do you think that that includes punters?
No, I'd assume a lot of people, like your little friend here, he's one of those people where punters and kickers are not included in the all.
Full disclosure.
There's a little asterisk at the end.
Asterisk. You can't say that word right the first time. We have that same problem. Full disclosure, I kicked a little bit back in the day. So it's like, you know, I get it. I'm allowed to hate kickers because I used to be one.
Well, you got great flow on your hair. I would expect nothing less than you to kick some balls, man. You got good flow.
All right, so you're coming up on the season. Do punters and kickers play game four?
This game four is what we like to call a nightmare. Yeah, for punters.
Mostly. Oh, why is that?
Because it's a lot easier to block a punt than it is to block for a punt. And the big selling point in all NFL camps is if you block a kick, you're going to make this team.
Right.
So
it's like the golden
fourth
ticket.
Game,
yeah.
You got guys selling out to block kicks. And when the Cincinnati Bengals were on Hard Knocks, okay, we play them our fourth preseason game every year. They're a 2-hour drive. They're on Hard Knocks. I actually watched on HBO a dude make the team after making me flip into the own end zone after blocking a punt. So my HBO debut was me getting fucked up by a guy on Hard Knocks, and I do a full front flip, bang, and then he goes, the guy made the team.
All right. I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah.
You find some kid who's on, you know, on the edge here for the Bengals, and you're like, hey, buddy, I'm going to hold on to the ball a little bit longer. Yeah. You got to give me a little – wet my beak with your contract once you make the team.
Yeah, hey, buddy, why don't you come on in, break my fucking leg, make the team. I'll take 10%.
Let me get a little taste of that.
10%, that's all
taste.
I want.
It's a taste. Taste.
It's a win-win. Practice squad.
Yeah, just 90%, bro.
And a moosh-boosh.
You just 90%, bro.
Does Andrew
Game
Luck
is a nightmare though for punters?
Okay, that's actually like very interesting because it never even dawned on me. But like, so this is the worst game coming up for you
of the entire season.
Oh
yep,
my
this
god, that's crazy.
Quick question: does Andrew Luck let you play Snake on his phone?
I haven't asked, but I'm assuming if he's playing it, the record is real. He's got a long ass snake. You know what I mean? I bet you his snake is long as hell. If he's playing it, I'm assuming he's winning. But I used to be a gangster at Snake back in the day when I had my little silver brick. He used to flip up. I was really good. T9 texting too. I was a fucking boss at that.
Oh yeah.
And Andrew's still living by those codes. You got to respect that.
Did he get a new one? He got a new one, right?
Yeah, I think he thanked AT&T in a post on the internet. So I'm thinking he got a deal. A guy that has a flip phone got a phone deal before any of us did.
That's amazing.
Let's think about our lives.
I didn't even know that they made flip phones, to be honest with you.
That's embarrassing.
Have you been reading the books?
No, I've been keeping up with the Blake Bortles page. That's more
what
my
I'm talking
speed,
about.
Think,
that's what
know?
I'm talking about.
Not the whole
about.
Book.
We'll cut this part so you don't get in trouble in the locker room, but that's what I'm talking about.
No, Andrew knows I have no idea what the fuck any of those books are. I'm not a big reader. Never have been, never was. He knows that. I'm not his demographic, though.
No,
I am not Andrew Luck's demographic.
No. Anyone who's spent more than a couple months in the state of West Virginia is probably not a book-reading demographic.
You know what? I spent 3.5 years there. No degree, no diseases, no kids. Let's call that a fucking win.
Right. That's actually
– Morgantown's a great place.
That's impossible to do. I'm impressed that you made it that far.
Well, except the no degree part's not.
The no degree part. No, that's par for the course.
Yeah.
Well, Morgantown, West Virginia is a good time. Have you guys been through there?
No, we're actually going this year.
Oh, it's the best. You're going to love it.
Oh, yeah. Breaking
news.
We
absolutely love it.
We haven't.
No kids there. Don't create any little cats.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's good. I mean, that's good advice. I might fuck around and get a degree, though. You probably just get take an online course and boom.
I think if you pay with exact change in West Virginia, you get a bachelor's degree.
Might just fuck around and do it. I don't know.
This isn't University of Phoenix, okay? Watch your fucking mouth. This is a real institution.
This is a guy without
the
degree.
The Harvard of West Virginia.
I had this question for you. I don't think we asked this when we were with you in the Super Bowl. Do you think they're ever going to make a movie from your gambling to punting story? And will that be like the most boring movie of all time?
I don't know. You got to add my arrest in there. I've had some pretty interesting moments.
That's true.
I mean, I've had some pretty interesting moments in my life.
Can you tell the story? Because it actually is a crazy story that I feel like people don't know. Can you tell it for our listeners?
I had a standard blackout on a Tuesday night of our bye week, 22 years old.
Oh, wait, I wasn't talking about the arrest, but you can tell that one, too. I was talking about the
gambling one?
Rags to riches. Gambling.
Oh, just know this. The arrest is all alleged. Okay? Okay. The cops have their story. I have mine. All right? Remember that.
Okay.
Just everybody know that.
Okay.
I was blacked out. I didn't lie to anybody. Who knows if that canal even exists, really, in my mind. I think I might have went swimming. Let's keep it moving. I might have went into a hot tub. Who knows? But so when I was a senior in college, there was this kicking camp down in Florida. They sent me an email. They were like, we want guys to come compete against our kickers, right? And the kicking camps, believe it or not, are a big hustle. Like, people were hustling kids out there for free scholarships, basically.
Was this high school or college?
High school kids. So these coaches, like, they play a year in the NFL or something, and he flipped these kicking camps, and they're like, you come kick with me, I'll get your kid a scholarship. And these parents are just fucking like, yeah, free college, let's go, I'll pay you. These dudes are making a shit ton of money, right? So this guy in South Florida, I've never been to one. This guy in South Florida had a camp. He was like, I want somebody to come compete against my guy. And it was like $1,500 or something like that. So I asked my dad, and my dad basically told me to go fuck myself, right? He's like, yo, we have $1,500. You go down to South Florida to kick fucking balls. Yeah, go. So I went to this underground game in Pittsburgh. I borrowed $100 from one of my friends. And I'll never forget it. I had Jack 9 in my hand. And I turned a fucking – I had trips off the flop. And then on the turn, I caught a full house, right? And it was this gigantic hand. Everybody on the table was in there. I had like $2,000, right? But they wouldn't let me leave. So I had to sit on this $2,000 for like 4 hours, literally three hours. Yeah. I'm just sitting on it like, goddamn, goddamn. I get out of there. I end up having $1,400. My dad spots me the other $100. I go down to the camp. I kick a 65-yard field goal, miss a 70-yard field goal wide right, catch a plane. Next morning, I wake up. Tony Gibson from West Virginia University is there. You want a scholarship to West Virginia? Fuck yeah, buddy. That's awesome. And so, that's how this all happened.
Slick little humble brag there. You missed it wide.
Yeah, you're right.
70-yarder.
Yeah, we caught wide. That. We caught that. Nice. You had the distance.
I had to let it be known because I came up short on a kick last week. I looked like a little bitch. So I had to make sure people know that it's in there. You know, it's still in there.
That is a crazy story, though. That actually, you know what? I'm going to take back what I said earlier. I apologize. I'd watch that movie. That's like Rounders for kickers.
It was literally like one of those sketchy fucking games you think about too. Like old ass dude smoking cigars. I just walk in there like
it sounds like
17-year-old kid, like not supposed to be here.
Yeah. It sounds like that show Pinks, but except like for cars, they have kickers that they like whore out against each other.
Yeah. You think I'd get sold if I lost?
That's what I'm saying. Like, are you playing for keeps here? Like if you lost, would you just be living in South Florida right now?
If I lost, I would have owed that dude $100 probably until today because I'd be flipping burgers for sure.
Okay, so that was my question. My next question is, do you think that tournament, do you think you get a scholarship without that happening?
No, absolutely not. No, yeah.
So you have no chance.
My high school football team wasn't that good. I didn't kick that often, and I only kicked for 2 years. So nobody really knew about me except for the people in my neighborhood, my town, Plum. They knew about me, but nobody else did. I go down to Florida. There's a bunch of coaches there. They see me. Literally the next day, I had a scholarship offer. And it's out of control.
Okay, I'm buying the rights to that movie now.
Write it, big cat. You got nothing but time.
I'm doing it.
Like
I'm in.
If we make a script out of this.
Yeah. There's passion. That was the one time Wikipedia didn't do us justice because your passion for the story sold me. When I read the Wikipedia, I was like, this is the most boring movie that will eventually get made, like a Disney movie. And, you know, like one of the Wahlbergs will be you. And it will be so cheesy.
Donnie.
Yeah, Donnie Wahlberg will be you. So
you know Nick Swardson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd probably be the guy that plays me.
Oh. I can see that, yeah.
I think that's probably the guy. I think Nick Swardson's the guy. Nice. He's one of my favorite comedians.
Too. Yeah, nice little brag that you're that funny. Yeah, okay.
No, he just looks like me a little bit. Watch your fucking mouth. Okay?
You're angling for an opening spot. That's what you're doing
right
now.
He just looks like me, kind of. White guy, blonde hair, shorter. Kind of a dad build.
Yep.
Me and him are the same people.
Okay. Okay.
I got a question. Have you ever gotten a Chuck Pagano grit coin?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have it?
Like, I thought I had it on me. Holy shit. Why do I not have that on me?
Go get it. Go get it. We'll stop the interview for it.
I mean, I don't know. This could.
Go get it.
Did he lose it? He lost it.
If you lost the grit coin,
guys, this is not good if I lost this.
Are you all right? Are you wearing shorts right now?
Yeah, man. Fashion forward. Come on.
Wow. Awesome. Okay. All right.
Blake's going to be pissed.
All right. So we'll cut out the part where you looked for the grit coin, didn't find the grit coin.
Yes, you certainly will. I bet.
Yeah, whispered absolutely. To us that, like, I don't really care about Coach Pagano's grit coins.
Or his motivational techniques.
Oh, yeah. We'll just cut all that.
All that stuff.
Yeah. We're going to cut that.
Is the motivation keep me going. Okay. Yes. I think I keep it in my locker. Now that I remember it, it's in my locker.
Oh,
good.
Okay.
Good comeback.
Yeah. Because every day I go to work, I look at it and I know this is it. This is what I'm fucking here for.
Yes.
It's in my locker.
What do you get? Like, what do you have to do to get a grit coin?
First things first, you got to have grit. You know, I think you guys showed that in your little trip across the country here to the Indy 500 during Grit Week. You got to be willing to do the things that nobody else will do, guys. And that's what you guys have been doing. I mean, right now you're calling me from Vegas. You should be in a casino somewhere or gambling.
We are.
Or blacked out drunk at a pool. Or there's so many ors we could do, but you're doing this because you guys got grit. And I think if you're in Indianapolis, I think you guys would deserve a coin.
Yeah.
I'll send you another grit coin. I actually invented grit coins 2 years ago. So your coach kind of stole the idea from me. I don't even know if he knows that he stole the idea. But mine are worth more because they were around earlier.
Hey, great minds, buddy.
Yeah.
You and Chuck, great minds think alike.
There you go.
A lot of nowadays, 2016, how many more new ideas can you really come up with?
How's the fake punt playbook looking this year for the Colts?
Compared to last year, I think it's night and day.
Okay,
I think really we took a different turn than what we attempted last year. I think this training camp, we really took a little self-eval and we found some weaknesses. And I think we're working to fix that. And I'm excited about this.
But in all seriousness, during camp, do you get to, like, are there a few times where you get to practice throwing the ball in a fake punt?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that like Christmas?
You
get to pretend to be like a real football player?
Yeah, I feel like my dad's gonna be proud of me. You know, if I actually get to do that in a game, I feel like my dad is just gonna be that's my boy. You know, that's my boy moment from my dad.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking for.
Were you just a little bit pissed off that you weren't on the field for that fake punt?
I was on the field, but I'm so far back out of it, you don't see me in the picture or the GIF.
Oh, okay.
Which is, nice. That's what you call a hero move.
Yes. Nice.
Good research on our part.
Yeah. You're the guy who was just out of the frame when the Hindenburg blew up.
Right outside of there.
Yeah.
Like Antonio Brown took a touchdown of me.
Yeah.
Against me last year. But he humped the upright, if you remember.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
It was exactly 6 seconds for the vine from after he shook the shit out of me to whenever he tackled that thing all the way down to the ground. 6 seconds. So all that ever hit the internet was him after he shook the shit out of me. I'm on the ground in the middle of Heinz Field. All the way to him tackling the fucking pole, sliding down it, doing a backflip.
It's scaring the woman. Yep, I remember that.
So you have like the best luck of anybody in the internet age as far as like avoiding embarrassing moments online go.
Just on those two particular things. I've had a lot of horrible luck on a lot of other things.
But you haven't been kicked in the face.
True.
Guys, major upside there.
Yeah.
Could have happened. Antonio Brown decided to go with the shake as opposed to the boot.
Was there a group text of all the punters in the NFL and you guys were like, wow, sorry, my condolences?
Guys, watch out for Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
His foot is coming for your face.
Yeah.
No, there's no group text.
Okay.
No,
it would be great.
I talked to Vinatieri a little bit.
It would be great if we got a group text of all the punters in the NFL and then just toss Richie Incognito into it.
I know. I listen to him talk. There's nothing I could do either. There's nothing he could do. Like, what are you going to do? He's like, I think he even called me out one time. He's like, you can call McAfee on here, whatever the fuck you want. And like, people are sending me tweets like, yo, Incognito's calling you out. I'm like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? What am I like? Hey, Richie Incognito. Yeah, stop it. Like, what am I going to do? You guys are going to kill me.
Two-part question here.
Kill me.
Are you the most drug-tested punter in the league? And second, what kind of steroids do you take?
Well, that's a great question, both of those. I think I am. Mine always come at perfect timing.
Right.
Like the timing is just perfect for comedy purposes and for random purposes.
Did you fake one of those notes just so that you could get a whole lot of retweets?
No. That's a little thirsty and desperate.
Yeah, it is.
I like the truth. I'm a raw honesty guy.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what I am. And what am I enjoy?
You're a capital J journalist.
I thoroughly enjoy a good, I'll take down a nice Bud Light, Coors Light, keep it American, little pizza, pepperoni pizza. I just happen to have a cannon attached to my hip, and Roger Goodell just can't just can't fathom it. You know, he needs my piss. My leg's going to fall off soon. I know that. And when that happens, I'll just kind of go into whatever the fuck life holds for me afterwards. But I'm on no drugs.
So Roger Goodell is basically just a vampire sustained by piss, and he just has to keep going back and drinking it from you.
Boy, that's quite an interesting way to describe a human being. I don't think.
Can we quote you on that?
I don't think I agree with that.
Yeah, can we quote you on that? Can we quote you? Could we quote you on that one?
Roger Goodell, piss vampire, Pat McAfee.
Guys, I think we head towards a no for that one. I think that's okay. Not a good idea.
Okay. All right. We'll respect the biz. We're going to respect the biz on that one. All right. We wrap up with the same three questions that we ask everyone on this show. First question, do you wash your apples?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't eat apples. Are we talking about my balls or real apples?
No. We're actually like, do you wash apples before you eat them?
Yeah, the apples, like Granny Smith, you know.
Last time I ate an apple.
Red Delicious.
Couldn't even guess. Would I rinse it off, though?
Yeah.
I'll probably rinse off an apple. You wash it? I don't know. I fucking have no idea.
All right. Okay, going to mark that down. Pat McAfee washes apples.
Kicker move.
Big time kicker move.
Wait a minute. Zika's flying around the fucking world right now, and you guys are worried about me washing apples? Just saying, I don't even eat apples. I couldn't tell you the last time I ate an apple.
All right. Okay. But if you did, if you were going to eat an apple, you'd probably wash it.
I think I would.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to keep that written down.
We think
so. You almost made me cross that out, but I'll keep it down.
You know what? Listen, just for conversation's sake, I eat pears, right? Shout out to all the pears. I don't wash those off.
Shout out to all the pear.
Oh,
so would I treat the apple the same way as the pear? The
pear is basically like a French apple, like a fancy apple. So you wash.
And a better tasting one.
Too good to eat dirt, I guess.
Sweeter apple.
Pears are the best.
Pears are great. That was a great shout out to the pear. Who's that, DJ Khaled?
Rick Ross, come on.
I eat pears now and shit like that. Shout out to all the pear.
I was close. I was in the neighborhood there. I should get points for that one.
Kind of were. I mean, they're both in the rap game.
Yeah, some guy. Next one, I think you just looked at your phone. Most famous person in your cell phone.
No, I didn't look at my phone, but it has to be Peyton. It's still Peyton.
Okay, want to call him?
No. Did you ever get J.J. Watt's number? Whatever happened with that?
We're still on the hunt.
Last time I was on, this was still a big
deal. We're hunting greatness.
We're hunting greatness. We're going to hunt him down. We're going
to
get him.
Because I was going to try to get his phone number, and then he got real famous. You know, he like, I met him at a level where he wasn't everywhere, and we kind of befriended each other, you know, nice guy. And I should have went in for the kill then, trying to get the dude's number.
Your number closed him, yeah.
Yep.
But now he's gigantic. It's going to be impossible to get.
All right, so if you're not going to let us call Peyton, which I'll let you off the hook because you're a friend. How do you go about number closing when you're like around celebrities? Are you just like, hey, bro, can I get your number real quick?
No, I never do that. I just hope that they'll text me randomly. That's what I always hope for. Is like somebody will just text me randomly, like, hey, need this from you. New phone, who dis?
Right.
Peyton Manning. You know, like that's what you hope for.
So you let Peyton text first?
That's what you would do, I think, in any of these situations. You never want to ask somebody for a phone number.
No.
I got Peyton's number like 8 years ago. I couldn't even tell you how it happened. He probably has a new phone. We talk about this in a bit. I probably don't even have his number anymore. Now that I think about
it. So we should call him.
Whatever.
So let's just
call
him.
There's really nothing to lose if you just try to call him.
Yeah.
Damn it.
He changed his number a long time ago. Yeah, we'll just call him then.
I saw a bunch of pictures on the internet, you know? Yeah.
But like, if he did, he probably changed his number, so let's just call him.
Let's call Vinatieri.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
Let's call Adam Vinatieri. He's not going to answer. He's got four... I think he's got 15 kids. Great guy, though. This guy, he should be on your show.
Well, let's get him on the show right now.
Yeah, let's get him. Let's do it. Don't do the Carissa Thompson. You got to just tell him, hey, I'm on the podcast.
What do you think? Can you hear that?
Yeah. Yep.
What if he hits a fuck you button? What do I do then? What do I act like I'm making a sound still like he didn't. You know, because it's all audio.
Yo, what's up?
Vinny, what's going on, brother?
Shit. Same old, what do you know?
Hey, I'm in the middle of a podcast right now with these guys from Barstool Sports, and they told me to call the most famous person in my phone. Peyton Manning's in my phone, and I decided to call you. How do you feel about it?
Well, I think Peyton's a little more famous than me, but I hear you.
Can you hear him?
Yeah. Hey, Adam, how many more years do you think you're going to play football? You're kind of hogging them all, right?
Barstool Big Cat from Barstool Sports. He's a handsome devil from Chicago. Beat the shit out of Darren Revelle in basketball one time. It was pretty fantastic. He wants to know, how many more years are you going to play football? Don't you think you're hogging them all?
Yeah, you're probably right. The end's in sight, but we'll see. Maximum would be 3 years. Minimum would be day-to-day, buddy. Day-to-day.
Oh, okay. Breaking news.
3 years.
Breaking news. Adam Vinatieri's only playing 3 more years.
Hey, Adam, PFT commenter here. Are you a little bit pissed off at PAC that he gets to do all the onside kicks?
PFT, did you hear that?
He's much better at him than I am. I'll let him do him because it's less stress on me. If he screws it up, it's on him, not me.
Asshole. Okay. That was a compliment, and then you flip it around, but okay. I appreciate that.
Okay.
It's a compliment, and hey, it's just like those offensive linemen say, I wish I was a kicker every day except for Sunday. Well, you know what? It's fun to watch him do his work because he's damn good at it. That's why.
All right, we're going to let you, Adam, thank you for picking up the phone and talking to us. I'm going to ask you one final question. You are the closest person to this question, Peyton Manning or Tom Brady?
Oh, come on, man. Yes. The answer is yes.
Sounds like a Tom Brady.
Either one of them. Okay. Those guys are pretty damn good. I guess, you know, Tom's got 4 rings, Peyton's got 2. I mean, damn, if you got either of those guys on your team, you're probably gonna win a lot of games and make it to the Super Bowl. So, you know, I'm going to be politically correct and say, yes, my answer is one of those two. The answer is yes.
Hey, Adam, who's the most famous person in your cell phone?
Pat McAfee.
Gosh, you're too savvy. You've been around for too long. Adam, thank you very much. Best of luck this season.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate
you. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow, brother. He's like best friends with both of those guys.
Yeah.
No way he's giving you an answer.
I feel like he's been asked that question.
But you
got to
ask it. That's listen. I take pride in my Big J journalism degree. You got to ask that question.
Journalistic integrity.
Yeah, right.
It would be negligence.
You
got to
get. You
got
to get that debate going again. Mm-hmm. Peyton or Tom?
What do you think?
I don't know. Adam kind of swayed me to right down the middle.
What do you think, Pat?
What do I think?
Yeah, Peyton or Tom?
I think if I popped out of a vagina and I was either of them, I'd be jacked.
Yeah.
Be jacked up.
Good point.
I'd be jacked
Good
up.
Point.
Why? Because you got to touch a vagina?
We should probably just end up that. Tell us about, you just got roasted, dude. You know what that is? That's just your kicker nature. Yeah. You just walk in, like, even though you're in the NFL, get around a couple football guys like us, you're going to get roasted.
Yeah. Boom, roasted, man. Boom. That was really good. You should be proud of that.
Pat.
Do you have any upcoming comedy shows or anything you want to
promote? Yeah, plug us what you got going on because everyone's got to come check you out.
Yeah, I got a show on this Friday we just put together last minute. There was some tornadoes that hit here in Indiana that took out a town, same town they took out 3 years ago. So we're doing a fundraiser for them on Friday. Live Nation like gave me a theater to use basically for free. So we're putting a show together. Tickets go on sale Monday at noon. Perfect. If you're in Indianapolis, you should come. We're raising 100% of the money goes. We're just going to have a good time day after the last preseason game. Hopefully, I'm still fucking alive.
Okay, yes. Where can they buy those tickets? What website?
It'll be on livenation.com.
Right All right, there. We're going to tweet it. We'll tweet it out. We'll retweet it. Everyone go out there, help them out. I'm actually going to let you off the hook with the – I feel so bad because we roasted you. Mm-hmm. We roasted you so bad, I'm going to let you off the hook with the last question.
You guys killed me, man. Yeah. God, I don't know if I'll be able to wake up tomorrow.
No.
I'm worried about the fourth preseason game.
Hey. I do have one question on your Wikipedia page. That's like the extent of our research that we do before any interview. We
Big
read the Wikipedia page. It says that you have a Guinness World Record for longest blindfolded field goal, right?
Yeah.
Was it 40 yards?
43, thanks.
43, okay. Well, we'll have to get that updated.
40, hold on. I don't know. I don't remember. It's definitely been beaten already by about 10 kids on the internet.
Oh, shit. Well, that
literally,
was
the day it went online, it was beat the next the same day.
We were going to try to beat it.
It's not legit.
Okay. How many tries did you get?
It was first try.
Oh, fuck.
I wouldn't have done it. If I didn't make it the first time, I wouldn't have made it any time. Does that make sense?
All right. Well, all right. So here's the final question. The question I'll ask you don't have to answer. Will you be in a Bro Suite video with us at some point?
I'd love that. I don't know what it is, but I'm in.
It's like trick shots, but for guys.
Oh, are you guys going after Dude Perfect right now?
No, no. Who are they?
Hey, you guys are going after Dude Perfect?
No. We don't know what you're talking about. Bro Suite
is totally different than Dude
totally
Perfect.
Totally different.
It's trick shots. Anything like Dude Perfect. I don't know where I pulled that out.
No, yeah. It's trick shots for guys by guys for men.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. So will you be on it?
Did you think of that?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yep. Yep.
The common trick shot made for by the common trick shot guy.
Right. Exactly. Correct. Just no frills. First time only. Yeah, exactly. I'll send you some. I actually kicked like a, what was it, probably a 15-yard field goal, not to brag, first try.
It's an extra point, yeah.
Yeah. So, yep. Extra point, yeah.
The 15-yard line or from the 5-yard line?
Five-yard line. Exactly. 5-yard line, yeah.
So they would have to snap it from 3 yards in the end zone.
Yeah. Right, it was there was
Australian rules. Yeah, Australian rules.
Oh, yeah, Aussie rules.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's a rugby style point after touchdown.
Real sweet. All right, Pat, thank you. This was awesome. You got to come back on because this was one of our best interviews. And now I know why everyone was coming after us saying that you had to come on.
Well, hold on, though, man. I think what you guys have done for the world just isn't respected enough. Thanks, you guys have flipped Saturdays into a day that all people who are on the internet can look forward to.
Yes.
It's very humbling.
Yes. We took Saturdays back for the persecuted white male.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope you guys have a great day.
we'll bleep that out.
Harambe, rest in peace to him, too, man. You guys are the best. Have a great day, guys.
All right. Pat, we'll talk to you, man. That Pat McAfee interview was brought to you by Movement Watches. Movement Watches, I've been a big fan of them for a while now, even before we started advertising with them. They are watches that look like they're a $500 watch, and they're just $95. Movement Watches. It's MVMT, watches.com. And if you put in /pardon, so that's MVMT, watches.com/pardon, they'll give you 15% off your entire purchase. That's a $95 watch. It looks like it's $500, and now you're taking 15% off that. So if you go to Movement Watches, MVMTWatches.com/pardon, they'll give you 15% off. Ladies, they have some great lady watches too. We actually had one of our award-listening ladies, Sup, send us a tweet with her new Movement watch. She got 15% off.
Mm-hmm.
Love seeing that.
I got one as a present for a lady.
Boom. Sup again.
She loves it.
Love it. Lady, we're the first advertisers, guys, for guys, by guys, helping ladies. MovementWatches.com/pardon. Do it right now. All right. Let's do some segments. Pat McAfee, by the way, like, hilarious.
He was great. And yeah. he would you say his stand-up's funnier than Blake Griffin? Who you got?
Ooh.
We got last comic athlete standing.
You know that I'm as a big J journalist, the one thing you can never do is give an actual opinion on any of your guests.
Right.
That's the first thing you learn. It's journalism ethics. Mm-hmm. You cannot have an, if anyone does a favor for you ever, you have to protect them for the rest of the time.
Well, it's not just protecting, it's like you have to disclose, right?
Yes, you got to disclose.
I you know, in the air of being fair, they're both personal friends of ours.
Personal
now.
Friends.
So, like, we wouldn't be able to give a good opinion on
they call that the Michael Wilbon rule.
That's right.
All right, let's do some segments. I had to start a respect the biz for you.
Ooh.
Okay? But it's a special one because it's not respect our biz, not the journalism biz.
Okay.
It's respect the teaching biz.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was a tweet that was brought to my attention yesterday. It's from Nicholas Ferroni. He said, if Joey Bosa doesn't play, the world will go on. But if a kindergarten teacher doesn't show up, a generation is lost.
That's true.
Respect the biz.
Like if a kindergarten teacher just didn't show up the entire year?
Yeah. Like kids would probably die.
They would die in the class. So, they would never get out of the room.
He's absolutely
right.
Their
tiny little hands couldn't open. Wow. Yeah.
So I actually respect the school teaching biz tremendously, but I don't respect school teaching biz telling me to respect the school teaching biz.
My next question was going to be, is this dude a teacher? Or
yes,
is he just
no,
like
he is. So
he's a fan of teachers.
Yeah, so he's on his Twitter says, I often wonder how great our nation would be if Americans in the media gave the same admiration to teachers that they give our celebrities, athletes, and politicians. He quoted himself on his header.
Honestly,
that's Nicholas Ferroni. that's
a power move.
Yeah. So, so he's a teacher. He's world's sexiest teacher.
Oh,
okay.
Wow, seems like a little bit of a bragger there.
Yeah, a little bit. So, I just want to remind people, you know, the summer, you're starting to see the ads, the back to school ads that everyone was scared of when they were a kid growing up. Nothing, that's like Sunday scaries on a trillion.
Mm-hmm.
So, but remember, there's teachers out there who have the same scaries.
And they're basically saving your life by showing up to work.
Right. They're better than Joey Bosa. They deserve more. They deserve the money up front and guaranteed later on.
I know a lot of teachers, and if you paid teachers like $3-4 million a year, a lot of them would die of alcohol poisoning. they love to throw back a couple cocktails.
All right. You have a Mike Greenberg rule for me.
I do. So we've been watching the Little League World Series. USA won. No big deal.
Yeah.
Kind of expected that.
Suck on that, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. That's the other Korea, dude.
Oh.
That's actually kind of racist.
Okay.
But
he'll own the South one.
We'll bleep
too
that
soon.
Can we bleep out Kim Jong-un? Don't want to give that guy any free pub. So been watching a lot of the LLWS. And it's really
for a little brief for everyone. If you're trying to be efficient today,
it's really pissing me off though, because the pitching has been so good. I feel like it's gotten better even over the last 10 years.
Yes.
Like the mound is so close to home plate. The games are so low scoring. If you have like one asshole that can throw 70 miles an hour, you're going to win the World Series. Basically. Mm-hmm. We need to do something about that.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what to do. One thought I had was to kind of take a page out of football's book, you know, that you score one thing and they give you 6 points for it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe give runs for strikeouts.
Okay.
I don't know. Just give us the illusion of the score being a little bit higher is all I'm asking. Or make every run, it might say, tell you what, here's what we do. Every base counts as a run. Every base that you touch.
I like that. How about, because you know, obviously, I'm a big LLWS fan, especially mm-hmm. the tiers. I think that we could have it almost like a double dare situation, you know, where they would like squeeze like a sponge into like a beaker.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get a beaker and like you get the tiers and whoever can fill up the beaker faster with tiers.
I like that.
Wins the game.
I like that.
What about this? Each team gets one 14-year-old DH.
Oh, great call, Hank.
That's really good. So that way they don't have to try to cheat
and
lie about the kid.
Right. That's a great call. Just a monster.
Here's the thing. At some point, like if you put a normal adult batting in this, I think they would do worse than a 12-year-old. It's like one of those things where as you get older, you actually get like less limber and worse at it.
Yes.
Like here's a good example. If you were to if someone were to give you an algebra problem. Like from 8th grade algebra.
I was never a math guy.
You would probably have a stroke,
shocker,
right?
Shocker.
I would have literally an aneurysm.
Yeah.
Trying to do that. But when I was in 8th grade, I could do like one out
of 3
of them.
Your brain's not sharp. Your brain's not meant to do those things. My brain now is meant to make like fart jokes and be lethargic.
Yeah.
That's where my brain strives now.
So what I'm saying is, Hank, I agree with you that putting a 14-year-old is good, but I think we need to cap it at 14 years old.
Yeah. Okay.
The 14-year-old.
That's
DH.
Fair. I like that rule. Yeah. I like that. All right. I have a quick sabermetrics for you.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if you saw this, but the Kansas City Royals, they have a praying mantis in their dugout. And since they got the praying mantis,
there it is.
It's on the while we're filming this while we're watching the game. Since they got the praying mantis as their mascot in the dugout, they've gone 15-3.
That's amazing. That's some like Cleveland wallet type shit right there.
That's sabermetrics. Beyond anything that any of those nerds out there can say. Now, I will also say full disclosure, 7 of those games were against the Minnesota Twins. So that might have had something to do with it. Maybe a little more than the praying mantis. Yep. But I'm a firm believer that you need a gimmick like this to win a World Series. Like the Cubs not having something like this is making me very, very nervous.
So what would you choose for the Cubs to have?
I don't know. We need like a squirrel to run on the field or like a rabbit or something. Yeah.
What about like a 108-year curse on their back?
That could work too. Yeah. A goat.
I'm just always a fan of a dog. Anytime you can get a dog involved with anything.
The dog thing, though, the Brewers got a dog and they still lost like 120 games.
Yeah, their dog sucked, though.
Their dog did suck.
You can't. I guess that's going to make us unpopular with the PETA crowd, but hypoallergenic dogs suck.
Yeah.
I want a dog shedding all over. I want a dog that runs across the outfield and leaves a trail of shit and hair behind it as it gets to the dugout.
Also, not to be a downer, but I think the dog needs to die for your team to do well. Seriously, you need to get the dog. Love the dog, have the dog die, win one for the dog.
Okay, so here's what I'm hearing. The Cubs need to get one of the dogs from the Sarah McLachlan commercial.
Yes.
Adopt it. Take really good care of it.
Yeah.
And like, then I mean, pamper the hell out of this dog.
Right.
And then it'll pass away eventually. And then it's like win-win. Right. Win-win for Sparky.
Yeah. Maybe like Matt Adams from the Cardinals, like sits on the dog like Christopher Moltisanti when he had a heroin, you remember it, problem? Yeah. Yeah. So he killed that dog. Maybe that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Get a little rivalry juices going.
The team unites around the dead dog's corpse.
But here's
you. What do you do with a dog after it dies? Do you stuff it? Do you go like to attack?
No. If we're talking about like baseball, you got to bury it in center field.
Bury it in the outfield.
Yeah, for sure.
So
no doubt.
That's what's like in Houston, there next to the pool.
They got
that's
rid of that. But
it's a massive graveyard of mutts.
Yes. But I'm a firm believer. Remember the Rally Monkey? 2002.
Oh, love the Rally Monkey.
The Rally Monkey was hot.
The combination of Mike Socha and the Rally Monkey was just amazing.
Rally Monkey won that World Series.
Was the Rally Monkey the same as the Outbreak Monkey? They looked a lot alike, just connecting the dots here.
I think all monkeys are related, and we're related to all monkeys.
So we are all the Rally Monkey.
Someone get Kurt Schilling on the line.
Rest in peace, Harambe.
We had a big one at the end here, but before we get to that, a hurt or injured for Tony Romo.
Yeah, so broke his back. Turns out he has a spine.
Yep.
Who knew?
It's a shocker, though. Maybe you could say he's getting efficient. He's getting his season-ending injuries done before the season even starts.
You could say he's in mid-season form.
Yes.
Right now.
Yeah, the only one.
So how about that?
It's a bummer, but you know what? Don't fret not, Cowboy fans. I've done a little scouting on Dak Prescott, your backup. Athletic, mobile. Mm-hmm. He's going to redefine the quarterback position.
He's a speedster.
He's like, a speedster.
I don't know if we've ever seen an athlete like Dak Prescott back there.
He's instinctive. He doesn't, he's not a thinker. He's kind of like a Mike Vick type.
Kind of like a Byron Leftwich, real speed merchant.
We're just throwing names out there. I don't even know where these are coming from. Yeah. Cam Newton hybrid situation, Dante Culpepper.
I actually think that this is a good thing for the Cowboys.
I do too.
Because, God bless him, Tony Romo. I don't know if there's been a quarterback that's gone from like utter laughingstock. Scott Van Pelt brought up the word schadenfreude.
Mm-hmm.
You like to take pleasure in some dude's misery. That was Tony Romo. Now he's just like, man, I really feel bad for
him. His career is a bummer. Yeah. It actually bums me out to think about it now because Tony Romo had the perfect career arc that if he could ever win a Super Bowl, it was going to be one of those rare moments where people actually wouldn't really hate the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
And he's just going to be stuck in Noah's Ark in Wisconsin, at the Wisconsin Dells for the rest of his life, just being like wearing his logo-less hat, just bummed out.
He's going to be like Ray Finkel from Ace Ventura replaying the Dez caught it play for that Packers game for like the rest of his life, driving himself insane.
So, bummer for Tony Romo, but I actually do think Dak Prescott will be okay.
I think he will too.
Yeah. Stingray Steve's boy.
That's right. He seems like a lucky guy.
Yeah.
You want a guy who's lucky to be your quarterback more than anything, really.
Speaking of the animals and doing different kind of dances, Dak needs to do a variation of the dab as his touchdown dance. Shirts, success, Double J is getting in on it. Mm-hmm. He's wetting his beak. I've been really on the wet the beak term.
I'm into it. Dak is also probably not a fan of Panama City Beach, by the way. We have a lot in common.
True. Good point. We're going to get him on the show. We'll talk about that. We'll bring that up. And then finally, this segment, I don't even know if we want to go here.
We're going to go there?
Yeah. Permission to go there.
Granted.
I was basically drunk and out of town all weekend, so I was, checking Twitter and kind of out of it.
Sick brag.
Some guy fucked a chicken sandwich?
Oh, yeah. Hank's hot in the streets.
Is that what happened?
I got off a plane today, and I saw people saying, like, Jesus Christ, the McChicken, this is insane.
Right.
And I gathered that it was something along those lines, but I want Hank to explain it to us.
Before you start, Hank, is there a dip? I also saw, like, maybe 2 days ago, some people talking about a dick that they were looking at. Is that related?
Wait, you want Hank to tell you if the people you saw online talking about porn had anything to do
with... No, 2 days ago, some people were talking about a weird dick that they were looking at. And then this morning, people were talking about a dude fucking a chicken sandwich. So I'm thinking they're related.
You're connecting the dots on this one?
Yeah. But they might not be.
I don't know about the weird dick.
How's this guy's dick? Is it weird?
It's pretty normal.
Okay, all right. So maybe I'm following the wrong people on Twitter.
Can you explain to me like what this video is?
Yeah, all right. Okay, so give it to us.
You ever been on Pornhub and you're clicking down the sidebar, just, you know, examining, just clicking for something random, and you accidentally click something and you immediately are like, no, 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 no?
No, I've never done that.
Basically,
okay, I have.
Imagine clicking one of those, and it's a guy with a chicken McChicken sandwich. It's POV, so it's looking down at his dick.
I was just hoping it was POV, but yeah.
Looking down at his dick, and he's just jacking off into the sandwich. So the buns are on either side of his dick.
Oh my god!
And he's just going at it.
So wait, was he wearing Google glasses while he was doing this?
GoPro? I don't know.
Well, that's a sight. Like
she's strapping us for.
Oh my! So
like it's got the wrapper on the bed. Like he really just ripped it out of the wrapper and then just. You know.
Okay, all right. I
mean, sometimes how did you this... just gotta, you know, when it pops up, you gotta do something.
I just don't get why it went so viral.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask.
I don't get it. Because it was like, I was like, oh, this is gonna be some crazy shit. It was literally just a guy fucking
okay,
a
but
chicken.
Hey, this is why, like, we need you. I don't want to watch a dude fuck a piece of chicken.
No, and...
Okay? But I need you to explain to me why this is happening. That's so really... that when someone brings it up at a party, like, hey, see the guy fucking the chicken? I'd be like, yeah. Crazy.
It's really homophobic on your part that you aren't even willing to watch it.
No, you don't want to watch it.
Okay.
Do you want to watch it? I have it right
remember
here.
The guy that fucked
you
snake?
Have it right here? All right, we're going to do it live.
Is it worse or better than the guy that fucked that snake?
This is worse because we're just now making
it's not
everyone,
as bad.
Everyone who listens to this show is going to have to watch the guy fucking the chicken.
It's not even that bad. It's just like one of those videos that you watch and you're like, I didn't mean to watch this.
This is the internet. Love it or leave it.
Yeah.
Watch a guy fuck a chicken or not. I should stop saying it like that. Because that definitely sounds like BCL.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. God. Damn it. Really no, I did not want to see that.
Okay, now,
okay, so yeah, I get question. It. I get it. He was definitely having sex with that McChicken sandwich.
Quick question. If the soundtrack to that video was the Star Spangled Banner, would people have to, like, stand up and, like, put their hand over their heart and let it go to completion? The song.
Oh, I
let
didn't
the song
see
get
that.
To completion.
I didn't need to see that. It looked like there was mayo on there, too.
there was definitely mayo. All
right, so but because we are journalists, someone posed the question, Mount Rushmore of sandwiches that you could fuck.
Ooh.
Maybe we'll do a collaborative.
I think number one's got to be the McChicken.
Yeah,
like,
I think
it's
got...
the Lance Armstrong of fuckable sandwiches.
Well, also it's borderline acceptable to do now.
That's right.
Like it's a copycat league.
Well, that guy's destigmatized fucking the McChicken.
Right.
So, like, if you say anything else, you're kind of a weirdo.
Right. Right. So that's number one.
Okay.
I'd
say like some sort of a hot bagel because it's got the hole right there.
Okay, that's
so,
nice.
Like, use it.
Built
use what
in.
You got.
Yeah. Like a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. But you don't want the crispy bacon on that one.
No.
Well, for the one time in your life, you're going to say, not, don't go.
I'm
going to
go with actually Egg McMuffin instead of that one.
I don't know, man. Like maybe just your standard like roast beef or turkey.
Cheesesteak, maybe?
Yeah. Cheesesteak might.
With the whiz on it. Yeah.
I can't believe we're having this conversation. I'm going to end this conversation. I'm just going to say we can all agree. I think the last on the list is a tuna fish sandwich.
That's probably true.
I think a Crunchwrap Supreme would be pretty good, too.
Oh,
Hank has thought about this.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
I would also just say that with the steak and cheese, like people in Philly, they actually use Cheese Whiz as lube.
Yeah.
So like it's pretty much a vagina.
Oh man, I don't know how we got here. My fucking dad listens to this show. Your grandfather listens to this show, Hank.
Oh.
I shout out Taco Bell though, so.
Yeah, it's true.
Max B.
Max B is listening to this show right now.
Hey, we don't have the explicit tag on though.
Yeah, that's because we're bad boys. But so that was I apologize to everyone, but at the same time, you expect us to talk about what's hot. You're not gonna miss anything if you listen to this show. And that's how we ended up talking about a guy fucking a McChicken. All right, what do we got for the rest of the week? Oh, so we're here in Vegas till Tuesday, and then we're off to Minnesota. We're going to be with the Vikings. We're going to get some interviews with the Vikings. We're going to go check out the new digs.
Yeah.
And then we have a couple surprises coming up in the next couple weeks. So Larry the Goldfish is in. Go buy some shirts. We have some great shirts. Football Guy shirts are going to be our best line. And hold tight because we're going to have some fun stuff.
Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.